USA Radio News.
President Trump's legal team sent a letter to special counsel Robert Mueller in January outlining many reasons why the president should not sit down for an interview. The letter does offer a detailed look into what the president's legal team is thinking and does also say that Mueller does face a high bar proving that he needs the in-person interview from the president. We've been hearing a lot as of late regarding a new Trump administration policy that separates immigrant families that cross the border illegally. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick downplayed the criticism.
We want to keep families together, but that cannot be an excuse to break our laws. And in terms of family issues, we do that with child protective services and social services in our country where we find a child in a dangerous situation.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and we all remember back in April when Attorney General Sessions said, if you're smuggling a child, we will prosecute you, and that child will be separated from you as required by law. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a blue blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for blue blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style blue blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
An out-of-control fire in New Mexico is threatening hundreds of homes. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
Residents in Cimarron, New Mexico, were ordered to evacuate due to a wildfire.
You have to evacuate. You have to figure out what is most important.
Some neighbors say they will stick it out till the last minute.
As long as it's just smoke, I'm not worried about it. But when you get to where you see fire, then it's time to do something.
Air tankers, helicopters, and ground crews are working around the clock to put out the blaze. Officials say 12 buildings at a Boy Scout ranch have been destroyed and more than 290 could be threatened. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Western Conservative Summit has denied press credentials for the TBS show Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. Organizers cited remarks made by Bee against Ivanka Trump earlier this week and the fact that in 2016, the show did not provide fair coverage of the summit. So far, TBS or no one from the show has commented. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of President Trump's campaign promises was to balance out our trade with other countries. Yesterday, outside the White House, the president addressed NAFTA.
We're negotiating numerous deals. We're talking about NAFTA. To be honest with you, I wouldn't see NAFTA. I wouldn't mind seeing NAFTA, where you'd go by a different name, where you make a separate deal with Canada and a separate deal with Mexico, because you're talking about a very different two countries. But I wouldn't mind seeing a separate deal with Canada, where you have one type of product, so to speak, and a separate deal with Mexico. These are two very different countries. It's been a lousy deal for the United States from day one. We lose a lot of money with Canada, and we lose a fortune with Mexico. And it's not going to happen like that anymore. I mean, Mexico has taken our car companies, a big percentage of them, and we can't do that. And look, the American worker agrees with me. Obviously, the stock market agrees, because when you look at what's going on with the stocks, you're starting to see them right. But if you take the European Union and you see the kind of tariff they charge and then we don't, that's called not fair trade. I want fair trade. I like free trade, but I want fair trade. At a minimum, I want fair trade. And we're going to have it for our workers and for our company. The other side understands it. To be honest with you, they cannot believe that they've gotten away with this for so many decades.